She had called me and said, I need money.
It was a simple deal.
She told me she would pay me back from California.
I'm watching your eyes, and I know when somebody is telling me the truth.
Until they got involved.
We were in a relationship.
You met her in September. You took money from her a month later.
But now,
you have to start using your head.
The honeymoon's over.
You were smitten with her, and you allowed yourself to get into some financial hardships, which is very stupid.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Justine Griffin is suing her ex-girlfriend, 25-year-old Ashay Slater, for unpaid loans for a car down payment, a car stereo, and apartment furnishings.
Order. All rise. Now, it's case number 521 on the calendar in the matter of Griffin versus Slater.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Griffin, you and Ms. Slater dated for a period of time. And
yes,
according to your complaint, you made a series of loans to her.
Yes.
Ms. Slater acknowledges that you gave her money.
Correct.
And she says that there was never any discussion about repayment. Those were gifts that you made because you were dating.
Correct.
She has a counterclaim because she said that you got angry with her subsequent to the breakup and keyed her car.
That is incorrect.
That's her counterclaim. So tell me when you met and when was the first loan.
We met Friday, September 4th of 2009. And the first loan that I gave to her was October 7th of 2009.
Tell me about it.
She called me on the phone, told me that she needed to get a loan. She needed $500 so she could get a car, and she needed $500 for the down payment. So she asked if I could do a loan for her, and she would pay me back the money that is for the loan.
That's incorrect.
I don't...
And she would pay me back the money after she got her first check from her job. She needed the car for her job, and I gave her the loan, and she went to go get the car.
Now, just a minute. So she called you and said she needed $500 for a down payment.
Correct.
And you were dating at the time?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Griffin, she did not say to you, I need a loan of $500, because that's not normal language when you're dating somebody. You pick up the phone, you say, I need a car, down payment's $500. Can you help me? I'll pay you back. But what she said to you was not, I need a loan. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm watching your eyes, and I know when somebody is telling me the truth and somebody's making up a story. Do you understand?
Yes, I'm not
making
up a story.
So I want you to tell me what she said to you. And if you don't remember exactly what she said to you, say, I don't remember. But don't make it up as you're telling me the story.
Okay.
Now, let's start again. October 7th, she called you on the phone.
Correct.
And do you remember what she said to you?
She said she needed $500 for a car. I told her I did not have it.
Okay, now we're getting serious about what was said. She said, I need $500 for a car, and you said, I don't have it.
Correct.
Go.
She asked me to get a loan from Money Tree.
That's better. Now explain to me what a loan from Money Tree is.
It is a payday loan, so I go in there, I show them my proof of employment, and they give me the money in advance, and I write them a post-dated check that will pay them back on a set date that they set.
And how much interest is on this Money Tree loan?
$75.
On a $500 loan?
Yes.
For how long do you have this $500?
You have 2 weeks.
It's their Money Tree. Okay, now, when did you first, Ms. Slater, use a Money Tree loan?
I've never used the Money Tree. I don't know anything about a Money Tree loan. If that's the way she gave me the money, that's the way she gave me the money. I never said that I was going to repay her back. I never even offered the money.
I asked you a simple question. Take your hands out of your pockets.
Okay.
I said, what do you know about a Money Tree loan?
I don't know anything about a Money Tree loan.
Okay, go ahead.
So after I gave her the loan, she told me she would pay me back once she got her vehicle, and she was working again and was able to get her paychecks.
Was not working at the time.
She had a job at the time.
Where was she working at the time?
I do not know the name of the company. She did not tell me where she was working. I know what she did. She was a salesperson. She sold car wash that needed no water. I guess she drove around places trying to sell it. But that's all I know. I don't know the name of the company. I'm not sure who her employer was.
Okay. And that was on October 7th. And that loan was due in 2 weeks.
Correct.
Did she pay you back in 2 weeks?
No, she did not.
Okay. When was the next loan?
The next loan was the next day on October 8th. She had went to go get the vehicle for $500, and they told her that they could not do a $500 down payment. that they needed to do a $1,500 down payment for a vehicle. So she had called me and said, I need more money. So I went to other payday loan places because you can't reloan again at the same location. So I went to other loan places to get the rest of the money.
Well, how can you pledge the same paycheck to three different people?
They don't know that you're, that you do that. They don't keep tabs on each other's companies, so they don't know that you do that.
Well, how much do you get paid every 2 weeks?
About $800. Not very much.
Well, then how are you going to pay back $1,500 in 2 weeks?
I wasn't going to. At Shea was. That's what I was told. That's why I did it, because I knew I would not have the money. I knew that.
Well, Miss Griffin, if you knew you wouldn't have the money, and she didn't have the money, because she's calling you because she doesn't have any money, and not only doesn't she have any money, she doesn't have a paycheck with which to go to Money Tree to get a payday loan. Because if somebody called me, listen to me carefully, this is what I'm questioning you. If somebody called me and said, I need $1,500, and I said, listen, I don't have $1,500. And according to you, she said, Money Tree. I would say, well, you have a job, because you tell me she had a job. You go to Money Tree. I don't have $1,500. You can get the same loan that I can to pay it back in 2 weeks. I don't have the money, and you don't have the money, but you have a job, and I have a job. We can both do the same things. Why are you asking me for it? Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes, I do.
What was the next loan?
The next loan that I had done was on October 22nd. I did a loan for $300 for her.
Now, by that time, she hadn't paid you back any of the money, and the payday loan was coming due on the 21st. So on the 22nd, you gave her more money, $300.
Correct, because she had told me she had a $5,000 check coming in the mail from her mother from California.
Go ahead.
She told me that her mother was in a lawsuit and had a settlement coming of $500, and she was going to send her the check in the mail, and she was going to cash me over the check for the money that she owed me. She told me it would be here by October 30th. I talked to the payday loan places. They made sure that I had the money, that everything was going to go through on the 30th. When the 30th came around, I had no money, no nothing. I was getting phone calls left and right. I had to go to the bank and put stop payments on every single check that I wrote, so it would not come out of my account, because that money was not in my account.
So what you're telling me was you loaned her money based upon a $5,000 check that she was supposed to get from her mother.
Correct.
Did you get a $5,000 check from your mother?
No, and I never informed her that I was getting one either. I don't know anything about a $5,000 check at all.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When before October 7th did she give you money, and how much?
This is a pattern with her, a spending pattern. Let me tell you the story. When I first met Justine, it was September.
I don't care about your story.
Okay.
I asked you a specific question.
And later today.
I tried to get the utility bills, and I've spent the whole time while I was here trying to get them to fax them over, email them, and they just won't do it.
That's not my problem.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Justine Griffin claims ex-girlfriend Ashay Slater owes for several loans. Ashay is countersuing, claiming Justine keyed her car.
Tell me your story.
I don't know where she got the money from to give me, but she offered.
Just tell. Don't tell me offered. Tell me about the conversation, what you said to her and what she said to you.
Okay. First of all, when we came about the car things, my car had broke, okay? When I came at Justine, I haven't talked to Justine in probably about a couple days. And when I came back and I talked to her, and I finally talked to her, she was frantic, okay? Why haven't I talked to you? What happened? Why haven't I talked to you? What's going on, okay? I told her that I was going through something. I could not work. My car was messed up. And then I was trying to get a new car or trying to get my car fixed. She asked me, how much money do you have saved? I told her I had $800 saved. And I needed $2,000 for the car. She told me that she had $1,200 saved up, and that she would help me buy the car for $1,200. I never promised her to pay it back. I don't know how she got the money, if she went to numerous loan places. I don't know how she got the money. All I know is that when she gave me the money, that's what she gave me, and that's what she told me, that she was going to give me the $1,200 to help me with the car.
Your Honor, can I say something?
No. If you only had $800, why didn't you buy a car for $800?
Because I was putting a down payment on the car.
If you only had $800, why didn't you buy a car for $800?
Because I was putting a down payment. When I spoke to Justine, she offered the $1,200. That's why. And she
told
me to find the car.
You're not answering my question. You're a grown-up.
Right.
If you only have $800, why do you buy a car where you needed a $2,000 deposit?
Because she offered the money. I was telling her, I was already, Judge, I was already looking for a car with the $800. With the $800 that I had.
That's what you should have bought.
Okay. But when she offered the money to help me to get a better car that's more economical, that's more reliable for me to get back and forth to work as my girlfriend, I did take the help because we were in a relationship, and so that was something that we were doing together.
What were you doing together?
That's to help us. Her job helps us. My job helps us.
Well, why don't you give her back the car?
Why didn't I give her back the car?
Yeah. Why don't you give her back the car so she can sell it? If you were in this thing together and she's not your girlfriend anymore, then the whole purpose of this loan...
Well, it's not a loan. It's not. It wasn't a loan.
Listen to me. You just said to me, she was my girlfriend.
Right.
And we were doing this together because it would help both of us. Stop popping up and down. If you can't control yourself, leave.
Apologize.
Now, A, you met her in September. You took money from her a month later. So you're not in a long-term relationship with her. And during that time, you had other problems because you disappeared for days at a time, according to you.
Right.
So we're not talking about a long-term committed relationship. If you only had $800 and your car got messed up, you buy a car for $800. And if what you're saying to me is that, well, I was committed to her and I believed she was committed to me and we were buying this car as an investment
in
our relationship so that I could work and we could contribute to each other.
Not so much as an investment.
As what?
But as a relationship. At the time, okay, look, at the time we were together. So if she's going to help me, I'm going to help her as well.
How long were you together?
We were together since September.
September 4th.
Right. But this is not the first time that Justine has given me money since this is not the first time. Since the time that we met to this time.
She's not finished yet.
No, I'm talking about before the loans. This is a pattern with her, a spending pattern. It is. It's a pattern.
When before October 7th did she give you money and how much?
Let me tell you the story. When I first met Justine, it was September,
I don't care about your story.
Okay.
I asked you a specific question. I said, when before October 7th did she give you money?
She's given me up to $400 before then.
Tell me.
She's given me $100 one time I called her and I told her I was going out that way to pay a bill. But I won't be probably going out that day. I'll be going out the next day because I didn't have any money to pay for gas. She said, well, I have money. I'm going to the gym. Meet me in Shoreline at the gas station and I'll give you the money. I said, I don't need that much. She gave me $100 at that time.
Go. Next.
Okay. Next time, we went out to dinner, okay? I told Justine that I was going to pay for dinner. It was me, her, and my cousin, okay? Pay for dinner. She paid Justine, pay for dinner, drinks, and everything, and also
Great.
Bought my
What's
golfer.
Next?
Next, okay? Next time, Justine came to my house. We were outside. We chilled for a minute, came to the house, and she said, asked me, do I need anything, okay? I said, I don't really need anything. She said, do you have any money? I said, no. She gave me $200. $400 before that time.
Tell me about her keying your car.
About her keying my car?
That's what I said.
Okay, December 1st, my brother calls me. He calls me, he tells me, I just seen Justine keying your car.
Justine, I want you to listen to me very carefully before he testifies. Before. Mm-hmm. You're the brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't see anything. Before he testifies, did you key her car?
No, I did not.
Great. Now I know where I'm going with this. All right, stand up, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
This is the car you bought with her money. I just want to make sure. This is the car you bought with her money.
Mm-hmm. For lack of better words.
That's the words. This is the car you bought with her money.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Justine Griffin claims ex-girlfriend Ashay Slater owes for several loans. Ashay is countersuing, claiming Justine keyed her car.
Tell me your name.
Michael Walker.
Tell me what you saw and when.
On December 1st, around 7:30, I come home with a friend from practice, from dance practice. I see Justine at the tail of Ashay's car. It looked like she was writing a note or something, so I get out to address her. I address her from the front of the car. I
said, what did you say to her?
I said, hi, Justine, what are you doing? She got really frantic, and she ran inside her car, gave me the finger, and sped off.
Go ahead.
That is not true.
Can I see pictures of the car, please?
Yes. I also have an estimate, too.
This is the car you bought with her money. I just want to make sure. This is the car you bought with her money.
Mm-hmm. For lack of better words.
That's the words. This is the car you bought with her money.
There was my money in it, and I paid a monthly bill on it also.
Mm-hmm. So you have two estimates. Is that what you brought?
No, just one.
Well, I see one here for $6.59 and one for $9.94.
Well, one of them is, I guess, for the parts. They just put it all together.
What parts?
Because I guess they have to replace the sheet metal of the hood. If you look at the second sheet, it looks like a kind of a typewriter page, kind of, and it shows each part and the total for the parts.
What kind of parts? She keyed your car.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what they explained to me. There's parts like the paint and things like that.
She keyed your car. I have an estimate here for $994. Okay. Now, other than this alleged loan, Ms. Griffin, what else are you suing her for?
I am suing her for the purchases of furniture that I did for her apartment and for the gas that I used.
When did you purchase furniture for her apartment?
I purchased furniture for her apartment in October.
October what?
October 20th, I believe, was the date.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
That's your problem. Because at some point, you have to start using your head. At some point, when somebody borrows $500 for a car and then calls you the next day and say they need another $1,000 for the same car, and then the next day they need $300 for something else, and if she moves into another apartment, you haven't gotten a penny back yet, you have to say, she never got a check from her mother. If that was your contract, then she doesn't owe you any money. I read your complaint. Your complaint says, I gave her all this money because she says she was getting a $5,000 check from her mother, and she would pay me out of the $5,000 check. She never got a $5,000 check from her mother. I don't even know if she has a mother.
She claimed...
Listen to me. That's your contract. Your contract with her, according to you, is I'll give you all this money and you'll pay me back when you get the $5,000 from your mother. She never got the $5,000 from her mother.
Correct.
That's your contract. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do.
You were smitten with her. That's a problem. And you allowed yourself to get into some financial hardships because you were smitten with her, which is stupid. Very stupid.
I know.
She doesn't have the money. If she had the money, she would have bought her own car and her own furniture. Right?
Correct.
But also, you're also going to fix your own car.
Why is that?
Because she paid for it.
Huh?
Here, you can give this back to her.
She also damaged it.
She also paid for it.
But she didn't pay for it. I paid for that monthly.
Yeah. Who paid for the furniture in your apartment?
She did.
Just a second. And how much did she pay towards the car?
She paid $1,200 towards the car.
Right. You go have it fixed for $994
but
on your dime.
But the car's $3,000.
Case is dismissed. That's just your counterclaim.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She kept giving me the guilt trip that, hey, you know, if you do really love me.
She's obsessive. I mean, this has been starting since the day I met her at the club.
You're my girlfriend. If you're in this relationship and you're committed.
She's crazy. You know, she's very obsessive. She sits outside my house for hours.
You'll help me so that we can help each other in the end.
4 weeks and she cashed out almost $4,000. This is a pattern for her.
And obviously that didn't work.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Como versus Hart. Step forward.
Jamie Como is suing her sister, Crystal Hart, for unpaid telephone, cable, and internet bills.
Ms. Como, this is your sister. According to your complaint, several years ago, you moved into an apartment together, signed a lease together, moved in with your children, didn't last very long. The utilities were in your name. You moved out. You told your sister to put the utilities in her name. She didn't do it. And according to you, you have now utility bills totaling some $800 for utilities that were used by your sister and not you.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
When did you move into this apartment together?
Well, it was a house, and we moved in February of 08.
And what utilities were put in your name?
Well, they all were at the time, but...
Which utilities were they?
There was gas, electric, water, and cable.
And when did you move out?
I officially moved out all the way in July, the end of July of 08.
How long did you remain in the house, Ms. Hart?
I remained in that house till February of 2010.
When did you have the utilities converted to your name?
The utilities at that home were actually never converted into my name.
Fine. Can I see the utility bills, please?
I tried to get the utility bills, but they said it would take 5 days to get, and I called 2 weeks ago, and I still haven't gotten it.
Well,
and
then you come back when you get them.
Well, I have the... my credit report, and I've spent the whole time while I was here trying to get them to fax them over, email them, and they just want to do it.
That's not my problem.
So all I have is credit report.
That's not my problem. When you come to court, you're supposed to come to court with evidence. It's not my problem to get you evidence. It's not the problem of the people here to bring you evidence. It's your problem. You don't come to court without evidence. You ask for an adjournment if you don't have evidence. You ask for a continuance if you don't have evidence. But you don't come to court without evidence and expect me to guess. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Fine. Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I just wanted the bill paid, but apparently not. Well, we stopped talking before this, before I found this, over other situations. Not to let people put stuff in your name. Don't trust people.